Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here, and joining me today, Milan Yurkovich, the author of How We Love. Hey, Milan.
Steve, how are you?
I'm excellent, and
always
in the
good
studio.
To be together.
Yeah, love it. Amanda Anderson is joining us again. Hi, Amanda. Welcome.
Hi, Steve.
Want to be sure that everybody knows Amanda is involved in Christian recovery over at Mariners Church. We love that church. You guys, I mean, she's a blogger, she's an author, a degree in English literature, and a Bible teacher. Her new book, when does your book come out? And I bet you could already pre-order it on
Amazon.
You
can pre-order it on Amazon just since last week, but it comes out July 9th.
Okay, and the title of it is All My Friends Have Issues, right?
Right.
Well, what's that all about? I mean, if they're Christians, why would they have issues? They should have all that wrapped up.
If they're Christians, it means they're supposed to know that they have issues rather than thinking that they don't. The subhead, very important, is building remarkable relationships with imperfect people like me. This is not a book about how to be the healthy person in a relationship with unhealthy people, but how to take flawed people with great self-awareness and create remarkable relationships that will be encouraging and really help us pursue our God-given dreams in our life, give us accountability, encourage us to both pursue goals and also to rest, take Sabbath.
Great.
Lots of
nice
stuff.
We'll look forward. We'll have you on certainly when that comes out.
Thank you.
You know, there's a book entitled Hurt People, Hurt People. Well, flawed people emotionally flog people. And so I just thought of that when you were speaking.
That's
you know,
true.
I have, knowing that I was going to be on today with Amanda, I heard this book title and I've been so intrigued by it. I've told multiple people about the title of it because it just cracks me up. You know, All My Friends Have Issues. And
it's a great title, isn't it?
It is phenomenal. And she's very fortunate that she found that title. I just, it's great.
All right. Now, I just want to take a second, and if we've got all our calls lined up, but if you need some help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But if you're thinking about getting somebody a present that might really work for them, let me give you some ideas, and you can get it at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you know of anybody that's in recovery or needs recovery, a 12-step group, you've got the Life Recovery Bible. They're just nothing that... I mean, it just says to them, I know what you like, and here's a big help. The other one, for every man, every man's Bible. I've heard so many women say, my husband never read the Bible until he got that one. He reads it all the time. The newest Bible is the Restoration Bible. I'll hold it up for all of those watching us on television. The Restoration Bible, and this is a Bible for those difficult seasons of life, and there's a little plan here based on the acronym RESTORE. It starts with R. It stands for rest and reflection. The reflective life is where we begin to evaluate what's going on. Am I stuck? Am I getting where I want to go? And then E takes you to the eternal perspective on things. But a Bible is such a great thing. A lot of people use their phone, but oh my goodness, when you carry a Bible, you write notes, you can pass those notes down to the next generation. You're showing people that you believe in Scripture. The phone Bibles are so great for research. Did you know those can go away anytime? They can just take that back if you were doing electronic notes there. There's something so powerful about God's printed Word that sometimes you miss in an electronic version. So we've got all sorts of leather covered, leather like, paper, you name it. But just call us and say, hey, I think that's a great idea for a Christmas gift for somebody. Kind of hard to go wrong with truth from God. And a lot of times we forget about it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th, great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Amanda Anderson is with us today, along with Milan Yurkovich and your phone calls. Really glad that you're with us here. Let's go to, how about Jewel from Houston, Texas? KKHT is the station. Hi, Jewel. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing okay. What's going on with you today?
Well, I want to tell you, first of all, I'm a daily listener, and I've contributed from time to time.
Thank you.
And now I need your help.
Okay.
I'll try to make it brief. Late October, I started waking with a pounding heart and blood pressure over 200.
Wow.
And I've been to many doctors and had many tests. And with the last test, I was told that everything's normal. And so I'm stress-related. I have stress. Now I'm trying to deal with what the stress is because I don't feel stressed. But I do know that I lost my son, my oldest son, last year in December. Died the day after Christmas.
Aww. So sorry.
After about 3 weeks, I feel that I'm at rest with that. I know he was a believer and he's with Christ. And I don't feel stressed about that. I miss him. But I just need some help. Maybe you can help me understand what's going on. I've been told my next step is to get a counselor, so I'd also like a recommendation on that. But I'd like to know your take on that.
Okay. Well, Milan, want to start us off here? I mean, wow, just a year ago to lose a son. That's rough.
Well, Jewel, high blood pressure or hypertension, you're asking, what do I do with my body? Is that your question? How do I somehow find out what is taking my body to this place? Is that your question?
Yes, but I'm taking medication. It works for a week and then goes right back.
Okay. So
my question is, you know, how do I deal with a stress that I don't have?
Well, that's a great question. Is and part of what counseling can do is it can help us become more in touch with what's really going on within our mind and body. There's a tremendous connection between the mind and the body, and the body is like a second brain. It remembers, it feels, it stores up. And so a lot of us are not trained, and we've never stopped and considered, what is my body feeling right now? And so we don't really have, therefore, the access to know what is causing me to feel a certain way. And often, whatever my body is feeling, and then, of course, whatever my mind is thinking and feeling, are things I've felt before, oftentimes for decades preceding the current day. And so we really need to stop and slow down. And I would recommend you get, and your question to us for a counselor recommendation referral is a great idea. And you really want to deal with somebody that understands trauma and understands the body and the mind connection. And that would be my recommendation to you because, and then of course, there are some people that just naturally have hypertension and it's just a part of who and what they are. And and sometimes it's difficult to find a source for that. But anytime you can do something to learn to be in touch with your body and ask, what is my body telling me? And then get the mind to sync with that is really important.
Amanda, a comment about the loss or?
First of all, I'm so sorry. And I just want to add to what Mylan said that our bodies store things we're not even aware of. Mm-hmm. And so though you may be intellectually at peace with your son, his eternal resting place, your body is still storing the loss, the trauma, the mourning that you might not even acknowledge. And when we sleep, that's when our brain processes trauma. So when you wake up in the middle of the night with your heart pounding, that's basically a signal that your brain is still processing a loss or a stress. I don't know why. It's just the spirit's just telling me, do you have someone who can just hug you? When we're in when we've experienced trauma or we're having stress that we're not even aware of, sometimes we just need to be held more often. Our bodies need that comfort.
Jewel, do you have somebody that you're close to like that?
Yes, I have my daughter who lives nearby and lots of friends at my church.
Wonderful. Yeah. That's great news. So for some reason, I just want to encourage you to ask for some physical comfort in your life. Mm-hmm. Because if you're feeling pain in your body, some of it we can heal in your body by just God made us to connect that way.
Yeah. And we don't ever like to create a problem where there isn't a problem. And so I'm just going to say, you know, go along with what your doctor's saying and get that kind of treatment. And the only thing that I would just look into is sometimes really strong Christian, especially strong Christian women, they feel like they've got to have it together for everybody. They intellectually accept the fact that I lost somebody there in heaven. I should rejoice. And other people say superficial things like, oh, isn't it great? He's in heaven now and all of that. And you end up with some emotional residue or some ungrieved loss. And that's what I would be talking to the counselor about. Are there some things that I haven't fully grieved that might be causing some stress and pressure there? And I'm really glad that you called. I'm going to send you one of these restoration Bibles. It's a great, great devotional and spiritual encouragement to you, inspiration on how to really bring yourself back to the place that you want to be. And that's coming your way. Anybody else, you can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Let's go to Will, Fort Wayne, Indiana, listening on Sirius XM. Hi, Will. How are you?
Okay.
What's going on?
He's turning left. What's going on?
Will, are you turning right. left there?
You could be turning right.
Yeah.
Yes. My wife has separated from me.
She separated from
Hello?
You? Yes. Your wife separated from you, Will?
Yes.
Why did she do that?
She said that we're not compatible.
Okay. Is that a new thing? Have you guys been struggling? What's going on there? What do you think?
She been talking about it for a while, asked me for a few years about divorce, and then she changed her mind. And this time, she's serious about it.
Okay. Did you ever suggest that maybe the two of you could get some help together?
Actually, it was her ideal, and we went to counseling once, but I'm a truck driver, and I'm not home every night, and I haven't been able to make the meeting.
Well, what's the question for us then, Will?
How should I get through this?
Okay. Let me start by saying I think you tell her, I am so sorry that when you said, let's get some help for this, I didn't just do anything I could to get that help. And if there's any way you could give me a second chance, here's what I'll do. I'll show up anytime, anywhere that we could talk about our problems. Secondly, separate from that, I'm going to start seeing somebody just to work on me. Maybe I'll go to a group or something. But I love you, and I let this thing slip apart and didn't respond to you. And now I'm ready to respond if you'll just give me that chance. Mylon, Amanda, you guys have a thought for him about how he might be able to respond to her? I mean, maybe there's a chance to turn it around.
How long you been married, Will?
18 years.
Okay, and that's really important. How long you been driving the truck?
I've been driving for about 25 years.
Okay, and are you a long-haul guy? I mean, you're gone a lot. What's your schedule?
I used to be a long-haul, but now I'm home every night.
Okay, so you know, what needs to happen is you need to sit down in an office with a counselor, and you need to be there every single week and make it on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon. Find somebody where you can count on it that work is not going to keep me from being there. Secondly, you want to be able to hear what it is your wife is expressing. As a truck driver, and I'm not trying to speak really as though I know purely what you do, and 'cause I don't, but it's a very isolated world, and a lot of times we're not used to communicating, asking questions, and inquiring about other people, what's going on in their hearts and their minds and their emotions. And so it is important for someone to teach us how to do that, and a good marriage counselor can help us learn those things. If your wife is frustrated and she's separated, odds are there's reasons and she's looking for something, and I would find out what is that, and I would do everything I can to learn how to do those things, which is to talk, listen, and get involved in her emotions and what's going on with her.
Yeah.
Amanda, what would you say? What were you going to say, Will?
Go ahead, Will.
Oh, thank you. She told me it's too late, and she got this friend that she's talking to now, and I told her to stop, you know, talk to him, but she don't want to stop.
Okay. Well, that's really hard, Will, but you can still do everything I suggested to you to do it anyhow. Do you have children?
Yes, I got three daughters. One of them is an adult, and one is 16, and another daughter, 10.
Okay, so it's not too late because you're parents and you're co-parents for the rest of your life, and you're going to be grandparents together, and to be able to learn to talk and listen and to learn to be emotionally supportive of one another is really important. It's not too late. There's always a future to work toward. What would you say, Amanda?
Speaking as a wife of 19 years, do what Steve said. I should have done everything I could when you told me you wanted to work on this. I didn't, and I'm ready to do that now. I don't know a woman that wouldn't be softened someplace at some point at being told that. And I think that you have to go fight for her in that way. It's not too late. Do you listen to country music, Will? You're a truck driver?
I listen to, yeah.
Because there is a Blake Shelton song that I want you to listen to where he says, I should have been doing everything I can to make me want to hold on to the best love ever. Your wife needs to hear a man that's willing to fight to hang on to someone, her companion for 18 years. And it's not too late.
No, not too late. Never give up. And I think that in a situation like this, the best thing she could do is to see you getting help for yourself in the area of communication, connection, mm-hmm. building intimacy, things like that. And then, of course, we always tell folks, if somebody's going to walk out of the marriage and you're both believers, then say, look, if you're going to walk out, the last thing that maybe you do is be able to say, I've done everything I could, is go to this workshop, our intimacy and marriage workshop, because a lot of people that thought they needed to be divorced discovered that they don't be. They don't need to be divorced. You know, there are about 10 areas of incompatibility that every couple has, and when you divorce a person and marry somebody else, you marry 10 new, in general, areas of incompatibility. You have to work that out. Tolstoy, who wrote War and Peace, which could be about marriage, he said this. He said, it's not a matter of incompatibility. It's a matter of how well you deal with incompatibility. Pretty strong truth there. Research also shows that when you destroy one marriage, 50% of the problem goes into the next marriage. So why don't you just stay and work on the marriage? And if all you've got in common is you're dead and you feel nothing for each other, well, now you've got something in common. You're both dead and feel nothing for each other. You can start right there, and it's amazing what God can do with it. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. We sure would love to do that. It's never hopeless. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I'm going to send Will How We Love. I got to tell you, you know, it's so easy to not do the tough thing. It's so easy to think, oh, it'll work out. Things will get better. But if you've got somebody that's not happy in the relationship, act now, not later. Act when you can do something. Don't let it get worse.
But to Will's point, Steve, and to that point right there, we don't know what to do. We have to go to places that train us to know what to do, like you said to Will. And I think it's really important. People just, they dodge conflict, and then yeah, if there's no conflict, they think things are okay. And so they're just always dodging and averting conflict, and that's not the solution.
Aversion of conflict,
yeah,
versus engaging in
it. Yeah, walking into the eye of the storm. That's what hurricane hunters do, you know. They fly right into the storm.
You're kind of a hurricane hunter.
I am.
Or a trainer.
I am. I guess I love danger.
Yeah. Not to be mistaken with the hurricane, which is a walking utensil that's advertised on television. Patrick from Phoenix, Arizona, online is where he listens. Hi, Patrick. How can we help you today?
Hey, guys. Yeah, speaking of not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
I got a... What's that?
We caught your humor. It wasn't lost on us.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's been a long weekend. We caught my daughter, 13-year-old daughter, chatting on a website, role-playing graphic sexual encounters of various types. Mm. It's been going on, as far as I can tell, since October.
Mm.
Okay.
But the thing that's really bothered me is how much variety and different types do you guys want to know? I won't say things too much, but just give you the
You don't
players.
Need to.
It's not necessary.
We get it. It's extreme. It's shocking what kids know about and what they engage in at the age of 13. Give us the question. I can only imagine a thousand questions, but what is the question that you're dealing with most right now?
Well, we talked to her, and she finally confessed. You know, it took about an hour of working on her. But she tends to be a closed child, a private child. She's, again, 13, teenage girl. And what I'm concerned with is the amount of knowledge that she had. And I'm afraid that there is more that we don't know or is still going on. So I'm not quite sure. Talked about counseling or... just trying to dig it out of her again, but we are her parents, so she's going to be, you know, resistant. But so I just wanted need to know how should we handle it. Because, you know, I'm aware enough that I know that this could change the way you view sex, or it could change the way you view men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a perverted view on things, and I want her to have a full, meaningful life.
Yeah,
with someone that she loves.
What a sweet dad you are.
Sure, absolutely. And and it's going to be hard not to try to inflict shame on her, things like that. Help me with this. Why? Give me some reasons that you would not get her into some kind of counseling. Why wouldn't you do that? Just curious.
Oh, that's a good question. That's my first choice, and I was going to use, you know, you guys to get a good counselor in the Phoenix area. We've had some counseling with my son. It's always a hit-and-miss thing, you know, and sometimes it causes more trouble than worse.
No, let me say this. If you ever are in a counseling session, or maybe the fourth session, and something is not hitting. I mean, it's a miss. I was going to a counselor, and something that counselor said, I just said to myself, you know, I can't come back here anymore. But we don't want to give up on all counselors. We just, like if you go to a support group and somebody's just out of control or offensive, you don't say, well, I can't go back to a support group. So I just want to say to you that there are so many great counselors that we don't want to evaluate any of them based on one experience. And my encouragement to you is that you would let us help you find a great counselor for her. My first question would be, under what circumstances was she not just interested in the sexual part of life, which is normal at 13, but she's sexualized to an extreme degree, and I just wonder if there was any kind of abuse or what kind of exposure was there. And that's where a counselor can really help you with that. Amanda, you've been a 13-year-old girl. You want to...
Thank you for noticing, you Steve. Here? Yes, yeah. I have. And I'm raising a teenage daughter, Patrick. So I just want you to know I feel that shock, that trauma that you're feeling as a dad. I remember the first time my daughter saw an image on the internet and how she reacted. So I'm here with you on that. But I just want to remind you that it's okay in a way that your daughter is beginning to have sexual feelings. That's a normal thing. And the exposure to these things that seem perverted to you, this is not an irreparable thing that's happened. So we can talk a little more about that after the break.
Yeah. Yeah. So hang on. We want to give you some help here. I think okay. more common than not, parents are shocked at what their kids are exposed to. But if I'm reading you right, you know, what was involved here was some pretty extreme stuff. And so, you know, I look at anything that a child is exposed to on the Internet that's extreme, deviant. You know, that's abuse. That's traumatic.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It mm-hmm.
needs to be treated that way.
Yes.
Yeah,
we'll be great.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas's house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve here. Mylon is with Amanda in Lake Forest, and we're talking here with Patrick. A pretty tough call here. I can't. My call screener doesn't seem to work when I touch it.
Let me try to help here.
Yeah, please do, Mylon. And Amanda, you had a couple of thoughts, and then Mylon, I know you want to share. You've raised daughters, and I'm raising one, and raised one that's 27 now. We want to give you some help here.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue is the extreme nature of what's going on. It's not just looking at pictures, but this is a chat room. This is a role-playing chat room, and
right.
I believe this kind of thing is traumatizing to
yes.
a 13-year-old, but there's great hope because she has a father like you, Amanda.
Absolutely. We were talking at the break. This really, what she's been exposed to, I know if you've raised her to, you know, you have a heart for her purity, and the Bible says that be excellent at what is good and innocent of evil. That's our goal for our young children, right, is that they would be innocent of evil, not be exposed to these things. So
yeah.
I agree with Steve. I think it's really important to find a counselor, even a pastoral counselor. A woman, I think, would be ideal where she can process the trauma, because this is really like being exposed to abuse, because she's too young to have had the filter to say, oh, this is extreme sexual behavior. She's being exposed to something that she didn't know about without the cognitive ability to protect herself. There's also an issue of what is a 13-year-old girl looking for here? Is she looking for protection? Is she looking for connection? Why is she engaging in a sexual behavior like this at this age? And those are important things to understand, because it isn't just the behavior. It's what's the emotional need that drove her to this this curiosity in the first place? And how do we address that without shaming her? because she's too young to protect herself from something like this. She didn't know what she was going to find in that room.
So, Mylan, if one of your daughters had, if you had discovered this, what would your approach have been? I mean, it's so common these days, not so much when they were growing up, but what would you have done?
Well, we are all sexual creatures. God created us to be a sexual creature. God made them male and female. He created them, it says in Genesis. So God is the designer of our sexuality. And at certain point in time, our sexuality emerges. And so what we have to do is normalize the emergence of sexuality in our children's lives, because this is a part of how God made them. But then we have to take them on a journey of, after normalizing, we have to take them on a journey of purifying their sexuality. Our children are going to be exposed to all kinds of evil. They can't avoid it. And none of us can. We're faced with it every single day, whether it's on TV or on my phone or just anywhere. We face evil. So how do we deal with that? What do we do with these things in our lives? And do we have a place for knowing what holy is and what evil is? And so being able to then learn that we have choices and God wants us to bring our lives into a more purified state, what I call holy sex, where it is sex designed by God, which is defined as a permanent heterosexual monogamous relationship with a person. And it is in that environment and only that environment that we're to enjoy sex. Now, that's not popular these days, and people are not going to like what I just said, but that's okay because I'm a recovered pleaser. And so I can tolerate people being upset or disagreeing with me. But that is our journey, to take our children to that place where they understand God's intention for gender and God's intention for sexuality. Well, you're going to have to get help. There's lots of books. We have to be able to, if we don't have it within us, we have to find people who can teach us what it is and how it is we talk to our kids about sex.
So I'm going to send you a copy of this book, Every Young Woman's Battle. And I think that will be a great help for you. I'm going to encourage you and your wife to get on the same page. This isn't the time for mixed messages to your daughter. You guys need to be absolutely 100% going the same direction here. And let me be extreme. If your daughter had been raped, it would be because someone had access to her that they shouldn't have, and they did things with her that they should not have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think your message to her would be, your life is ruined forever, sex is horrible forever. No.
Mm-mm.
You would give her a message of hope and healing, that you're there for her no matter what. Well, in a way, she has been emotionally raped by this website. She's exposed to things she shouldn't be. People have done things with her over the internet that they should never have done. And you need to treat her as more like, I think, a victim in need of reassurance, support, love, care, concern, just as if you had heard that she had been raped. I know that's an extreme way to look at it, but it might be a way to shut down any of the shaming, so that this becomes an opportunity for you to connect with her in a deeper, richer way. And I'll ask all of our folks to pray for her. It's absolutely tragic, and I'm glad that you called.
You know, Steve, this is, when my kids were growing up, they weren't exposed to the internet. There was no such thing. And now what's happening is there are groups that of people who their friends on Facebook, or they're somehow associated in their social media. There's chat rooms, and it's a great distortion is taking place to normalized relationships as well as God-designed relationships and intentions. And there's a tremendous gravitational pull that is pulling all people, even adults on social media, into a negative place that is not productive. And I just want to talk about that, the danger of our social media.
So true. We really do need to, if there's anything to overprotect from, it's access.
Do you know how many friends I have on Facebook?
None, I bet.
None.
How many?
Because I'm not on Facebook.
I love it.
For a reason.
That's
I don't
amazing.
Get, yeah, I don't want to get stuck into a world where I'm trying to perceive relationships artificially through a filter of a device. Screen time is not where I want to have a relationship.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we have so many great, great and wonderful resources, books, Bibles. We've got counselors that you can go to. We have workshops that you can attend. We can't do it without your support. And if you can, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'm looking for 100 brand new supporters between now and December 31st. And so it's just kind of my little challenge here. If you've never given $1, $5, $10, makes you part of the New Life Giving family. And then everything that we do, you can say, I was part of that. I support that. And what are you supporting? A transformed life. That's the goal. Every time we work with somebody, it's transformation. Let's go to, how about we talk over here to, well, I'm going to go to Maria, Phoenix, Arizona. And Maria, how are you doing today? And what is going
on? I'm trying to catch my breath. Good morning.
Okay, well, why are you trying to catch your breath?
Well, I have a question for you. My oldest daughter was raped a few years ago, and I know she's going through this process. She's going through all kinds of emotions. She's been hospitalized because she has tried to commit suicide. She refuses to go to counseling. But she's gotten very, very violent. She destroys things in the house. She just, I mean, breaks dishes, starts fires. Just, it's out of control.
Why?
I don't know what to do anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I want you to hold on. I'm really glad
I've found the different people to talk to. I've talked to pastors. I keep reading my Bible. I'm not going to give up on that. But I have found a few homes for her to go to. She will not go.
How old is she?
Very abusive.
How old is she?
She's 35.
Okay, thank you. We need to know that. Thank you.
Well, hold on. We're going to give you some help here. Glad you called. And you're listening to New Life. Live 1-800-NEW-LIFE to help us or get help for yourself. Sometimes we have to force a person to get the help that they need. It's not easy to do, and takes a third party sometimes to bring about healing. We'll be back after this.
Said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and really a sad case here. 35-year-old and now violent and not getting counseling. Maria, is the question whether or not to kick her out or allow her to do this? What is the question?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Because,
so let's start with
my 9-year-old granddaughter lives here also.
Okay. Well, we assumed that that was the question, and we talked about that at the break, and I want Mylan to start us off here. What do you think, Mylan?
Okay.
Maria, if we saw a person walking through CVS Pharmacy, ripping stuff off shelves and breaking things, we'd call the police and they'd be arrested. And when Steve, before the break, said, you know, we need sometimes bring in third parties to make interventions that we can't do. There have been many times in my personal life where in my counseling, I've advised people, call the police right now and report to them what is going on. Because this is domestic violence, there's destruction. Has she ever touched or hurt or pushed anybody or punched anybody?
Me.
Okay.
She's broken my finger and my shoulder.
Oh, God bless you, Maria. I'm so sorry. It breaks my heart. This is an extremely destructive individual, and no matter what have been the ingredients that have created that, and I'm deeply sympathetic to the history and the ingredients that have wounded her, somebody has to rise up and say, stop. And we do that by using the police. The Bible says in Romans 13, we're to honor our governing authorities and that they reward people who do well and they take people into custody and they reprimand them if they don't. And so you have to be willing the next time that happens or when you accumulate evidence or take a video, the police can come in and actually determine that there has been domestic violence and arrest that individual. And you should not sit there and tolerate that. Secondly, your 9-year-old granddaughter should not witness that this is okay and nobody does anything about it. She needs to witness that somebody will stand and say, no, this is wrong. And Maria, then you're going to have to ask the question, this is my daughter, and what have I done? And you probably are working through your own guilt and shame, and you're going to need support for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
God, my heart really breaks for you, Maria.
Well, I want you to hold on, and we want to give you some help and some hope here. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I'm going to hope that maybe we could get a scholarship for you to go to our workshop there in January, Finding Freedom. What Take Your Life Back is going to do is help you learn how to respond rather than react to her. But I would be saying to her, here's what's going to happen. If you hit me, I'm calling the police. If you're destructive again, I'm going to have to ask you to leave and not ever come back. But in the meantime, you need to get some help if you want to stay. Those are really tough things, and you may have to bring somebody alongside you here to make that happen. you need to get counseling yourself first so you've got a good strategy here. Whenever
Amanda,
we
what,
let,
Amanda
hold on
had
just
a
one
thought.
Second. I okay. just want to say one more thing, and then I want to let Amanda respond here. Whenever we let someone's horrific trauma dictate the future, we really allow them to stay stuck in the pain, and it isn't a favor to anybody. Amanda, your thoughts?
Maria, I just wanted to make a suggestion that you might want to look into a Codependence Anonymous group, mm-hmm. a support group, because CODA is where we learn to stand in healthy boundaries with people, and boundaries can feel really uncomfortable. They can feel unloving to mm-hmm. us if we have codependent tendencies, which means that we basically try to take on someone else's load and feel responsible. I would really encourage you to find a local group that you could get involved with to be supported, because this is going to feel really uncomfortable to you to set that kind of a boundary with your daughter. Mm-hmm. And my heart goes out to you, and then you're going to need some support. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really glad you called. So hold on, and we're going to get you, take your life back. I tell you, folks, we've really had some tough calls here.
Wow.
And mm-hmm. and it is the reality of life, no matter what. It's just the way it is. And what we have to do is accept where we are, accept the pain, the struggle, and move beyond that. And, you know, New Life wants to continue to do that for folks forever, and we can't without your help. I really believe that if you've been listening a long time, you've probably heard us say we want you to be part of the giving family. Now, it's going to help somebody when you give to us, but it's going to help you too. I mean, I think that's the surprising, shocking thing. When we come alongside and we support a ministry, or support our church, is the transforming that happens within us. I know stories of people who went from embezzling. They had no money. They went from embezzling to being faithful givers. I know people who had nothing, and now they're giving God a portion of so much of what they have. I also know of people who gave faithfully and lost everything too. Because giving isn't like gambling in Vegas. You might get some more money back or not. No, giving, we give because, well, first of all, we give because it's a responsibility to give. God says the first tenth, that's His. But secondly, we can go from being a responsible giver to a joyful, cheerful giver and experience the joy of generosity. That's what we want for everybody here. You know, Larry Sonnenberg often comes on and asks for your support. I've heard Larry many times in private say, I just wish people could know the joy of giving. I don't ever want all our financial problems go away, because then people might not support and forget the joy of giving. So during this time, when all of us are reminded that we've been given a new life because of the birth of Jesus, maybe God wants to birth in you a spirit of generosity and a spirit of gratitude. They go hand in hand. And if that's the case, we'd love for you to support this ministry. A one-time gift, joining Club New Life, whatever it is, would you please pray about it, think about it? 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You know, Mylon, we've talked about this. Some people say, hey, you should give on the gross, give on the net, whatever. But bottom line is find a way to give. Net, gross, giving on the gross isn't gross, and giving on the net is a great net. I don't know how to say it, but anyway, we just want people to.
The bottom line is you're recognizing that God gave it to you. Without His gifting of you, or His blessing or endorsing, or your whatever you do, He gave you the capacity to do that. And it could go away in a minute. It could go away in an instant. So it's acknowledging that He is the one that designed and gave us who yeah. we are and what we have.
So true. Amanda, we think you're a great gift here, and we're really enjoying having you on the program. We'll have you back. And anything you want to say to all your codependent cohorts out there?
Well, no pressure, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, if you are struggling to take care of yourself, and you're taking care of other people first all the time, and you have misinterpreted scripture that that's what Jesus told you to do, I want you to come to a Coda group, and we can talk about what it means to care for ourselves and others.
You mean it's not more blessed to give than to receive?
No, of course it is, but you got to give from a full purse.
That's right.
Not an empty
that's
one.
That's right.
You yeah, you can't it. Give what you don't have.
That's right.
Well, I know this. Codependency is about control.
Yes, and manipulation.
And it comes in such radical forms. One, the angry controller. The other doesn't look that way, but it's all about control. Give God
thanks
control
for listening
today.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.